the word waltz comes from the old German verb walzer, which means to spin or turn anyway. So that's why that sort of music was called that then, because it was about turning round, and there's something about the rhythm that gets people spinning round, which I like to encourage. And it's nice for me, it's refreshing for me, because I've been in the nightclubs for like almost 3 decades, and it's nice to see people dancing in a different way, just purely for my own entertainment when I'm like watching the dance floor. And it's really nice to see when people actually start waltzing, which does happen when I play in Germany and Austria, places that are more, you know, where the roots of the waltz are. People tend to naturally do that, and in London and places I kind of encourage it a bit more. And I took a few lessons myself just to learn the fundamental steps, to know that when I'm making music in the studio, it's like authentically waltzable. Because like anything in 3/4 time is called the waltz, really. And there's been some pop music and jazz and rock and roll and soul and lots of things, just not really electronic dance music. Mind you, having said that, there's a kind of proto-techno track, like a seminal techno track from 1979, Throbbing Bristle, Hot on the Heels of Love, which was in 3/4 time. So I'm really surprised, because that influenced, you know, the guys in Detroit, and it's an influential record on the dance music that's become, you know, the culture and the mainstream and global thing. I'm surprised that people don't make more music in 3/4, because it's fun and it's not really any more difficult than making music in 4/4.
So tell us a little bit about the Revolt box set.
It's a bespoke wooden Viennese cake box with 10 inch vinyls, with just a bunch of interesting people that I kind of cross paths with or known for years, aged between 18 years old and 80 years old. So the oldest is Lee Scratch Perry, the youngest is Adrian Sherwood, who's a kind of dub producer, mostly known for dub music, but also produces industrial stuff. Yeah, and his daughter Emily is 18, she's the youngest artist. And so there's like fresh people, the young, fresh talent, and then there's like seasoned performers like Lee Scratch Perry, and all these people just seem to cross paths with them at the right moment in time. None of it was really like really planned, just sort of someone would come up in my life and I'd suggest doing a track with them, and most people were totally up for working on it.
Pump up the walls.
It's important for me that it's in a Viennese cake box, because Vienna is a big, you know, this is the waltz came out of Vienna in the mid 18th century, and I like to keep referring back to that. And as I researched that, became fascinated with it. I just all the parallels with that and acid house and rave culture. It was a really like underground dancing, the waltz, when it started, and it's just kind of funny seeing how many similarities and it has with the culture that kind of launched my career.